ధ్యాయతే క్షణం కదంబ కింజల్ కపి సంగవాససం లసన్ మహారత్న హిరణ్మయాంగదం స్ఫురన్ మహారత్న కిరీట కుండలం ప్రసన్న వక్త్రం నలినాయతే క్షణం కదంబ కింజల్ కపి శంగవాససం లసన్ మహారత్న హిరణ్మయాంగదం స్ఫురన్ మహారత్న కిరీట కుండలం ప్రసన్న వక్త్రం నలినాయతే క్షణం కదంబ కింజల్ కపి శంగవాససం లసన్ మహారత్న హిరణ్మయాంగదం స్ఫురన్ మహారత్న కిరీట కుండలం కదంబ కింజల్ కపి శంగవాససం రసన్మారత్న హిరణ్మయాంగదం స్ఫురన్ మహారత్న కిరీట కుండలం ప్రసన్న వక్త్రం నలినాయతే క్షణం కదంబ కింజల్ కపి శంగవాససం సన్మారత్న హిరణ్మయాంగదం స్ఫురన్ మహారత్న కిరీట కుండలం శంగవాససం మహారత్న హిరణ్మయాంగదం ప్రసన్న వక్త్రం నలినాయతే క్షణం కదంబ కింజల్ కపి మాతాజీ వట్ టు వన్ మీనింగ్ ప్రసన్న ఎక్స్ప్రెసెస్ హ్యాపీనెస్ వక్త్రం మౌత్ నీలినయాయత స్ప్రెడ్ లైక్ ద పెటల్స్ ఆఫ్ ద లోటస్ ఇక్షణం ఐస్ కదంబ కదంబ ఫ్లవర్ కింజల్క సాఫ్రాన్ పిసంగ ఎల్లో వాససం గార్మెంట్స్ లస హ్యాంగింగ్ మహారత్న వాల్యుబుల్ జ్యువెల్స్ హిరణ్మయ మేడ్ ఆఫ్ గోల్డ్ అంగదం ఆర్నమెంట్స్ స్ఫుర గ్లోయింగ్ మహారత్న వాల్యుబుల్ జ్యువెల్స్ కిరీట్ హెడ్ డ్రెస్ కుండలం ఇయర్ రింగ్స్ ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ హిజ్ మౌత్ ఎక్స్ప్రెసెస్ హిజ్ హ్యాపీనెస్ హిజ్ ఐ స్ప్రెడ్ లైక్ ద పెటల్స్ ఆఫ్ అ లోటస్ అండ్ హిజ్ గార్మెంట్స్ ఎల్లోయిష్ లైక్ ద సాఫ్రాన్ ఆఫ్ అ కదంబ ఫ్లవర్ are bedecked with valuable jewels. His ornaments are all made of gold, set with jewels, and he wears a glowing headdress and earrings. So we'll read next shloka also. This shloka doesn't have a purport. Unnidrarata pankaja karnikalaye yogeshwara sthapita pada pallavam sri lakshanam kaustubha ratna kandaram amlana lakshmyavana malayachitam. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: His lotus feet are placed over the walls of the lotus-like heart of great mystics. On his chest is the Kaustubha jewel, engraved with a beautiful calf, and there are other jewels on his shoulders. His complete torso is garlanded with fresh flowers. Purport: The ornaments, flowers, clothing, and all the other decorations on the transcendental body of the personality of Godhead are identical with the body of the Lord. None of them are made of material ingredients. Otherwise, there would be no chance of their decorating the body of the Lord. As such, in the Paravyom, the spiritual varieties are also distinguished from the material variegatedness. Mukam karoti vachalam pangum langayate girim yat kripatam aham vande sri guru dinatarinam sri chaitanya ishwaram paramananda madhavam asaduna sadutaday atini chochatakara Hanamum cha kadachin premna mat kantavya spuram. Hare Krishna, I seek blessings of all the assembled Vaishnavas so that I can speak on this beautiful section of Srimad Bhagavatam. The chapter is entitled as The Lord in the Heart. So in first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, when Sudh Goswami was explaining about various aspects of Supreme Personality of Godhead, he says the Supreme Personality of Godhead can be realized in three phases. Vadanti tat tattva vidas tattvam yajnanam advayam brahma iti paramatma iti bhagavani iti shabdate. So Supreme Personality of Godhead can be realized in three features. The first is Brahman, the impersonal aspect of the Lord. Paramatma, the localized personal form of the Lord, and Bhagavan, the complete whole consisting of Satchit Ananda. That form of the Lord is the complete form of the Lord. So Bhagavan, so Brahman aspect represent eternity, Paramatma aspect represent Sat and Chit, means eternality and knowledge, and Bhagavan aspect, the feature of the Lord, represents Satchit Ananda, the complete bliss. So this is how one can realize and understand the personality of Godhead. But so-called spiritualists have their own understanding about God. And many of such spiritualists have an idea that they are forgotten God. Forgotten God basically means they were God before, but because of the illusory energy or the influence of illusion, they have forgotten their identity being God. And now what they have to do? They have to meditate in order to become God again. So therefore, they think they are forgotten God. God also forgets. It's quite amusing. So, Ravindra Swarup Prabhu, one of Srila Prabhupada's disciples, when he was in Philadelphia, where he was a temple president, one day, they saw a banner displayed throughout the city. And it was very attractive banner.
the banner said that Krishna meditated, he became God, the love divine. Buddha meditated, he became God, the knowledge divine. Jesus meditated, he became God, the forgiveness divine. And now, God wants you to meditate, so you become God. Everywhere, all over the city, the banner was displayed. And it's so attractive. Now you have to meditate to become God. On this Janmashtami, this is a true story. everyone was chanting. We all were chanting. And few ashramis and myself were chanting in the ashram. And suddenly, two of our devotees, they could see Krishna. On day of Janmashtami. And they were so ecstatic. They were feeling their chanting has become perfected. That is the ultimate goal, to see Krishna when you chant. They could envision. And I was feeling, my God, they could see Krishna and I am so fallen. I could not see Krishna. So they were saying, we could see Krishna. So they told me, you have to change your place to see Krishna, where you are sitting. So I changed my place and I could see Krishna sitting. Krishna was visible. Krishna was there in front of my eyes. Not one Krishna. Who is having more mukut? Who is having flute? But hundreds of Krishna sitting. And I was also feeling, my chanting has become perfected today. I could see Krishna. And then I realized, it is not Krishna. In next building, few people were decorated themselves like Krishna and meditating to become Krishna. So, most of the time, many meditations or many schools, they propagate that if you meditate, you will become God. But here, in one of the purport, Prabhupada writes that one should not meditate according to one's personal whims. So, how one should meditate? Three things Prabhupada says, that one should know perfectly well from authoritative scriptures. This is the first thing. How to meditate and on whom to meditate. So this is the first thing, authoritative scriptures. The second he says, transparent medium of bona fide guru or spiritual master. And third thing, which is very important, he says, one should proper use of one's trained intelligence. It's not raw intelligence, it's a trained intelligence. Then only meditation can be on right object and for the right goal. Otherwise, there are many misleading theories which can mislead us to do something else, which is not the goal of spiritual life. And therefore here is the beautiful description of the Lord's personal form. And what one has to do is been explained. So before explaining the form of the Lord, here it is explained, Gadadharam Dharanaya Smaranti. So remembrance of the Lord should happen when we meditate. It's not remembrance of me or attempt to become God, which will be futile. In Padma Puran, it is said that Satatam Smartavyam Vishnu विस्मर्तव्य न जातुचित सर्व विदुई निषेधाशु एत एव किंकरः. All rules and regulations are subordinate to this one principle, the king principle. Anything you do in practically spiritual life, what is that king principle? Is always remember Krishna. Always remember Lord Vishnu. Satatam smartavyam Vishnu. And vismartavyam na jatuchit. And one should not forget. So the same principle is heavily emphasized. Always remember and never forget. And all other principles, all other processes are servant to this one principle. Smaran, remembrance. And here, the form of the Lord has been described so that remembrance becomes easier. And we understand here that Smaran, this process of devotional service, is accessible to everyone, regardless of any other availability. Sometimes, Archana Vidhi or worshipping the deities may not be accessible. One might be not of that caliber or purity. And because of that impurity, one may commit offenses towards the deities. So therefore, it is accessible to very few. Reading, understanding scripture, we might not have that much intelligence to understand philosophy. We not that much caliber of understanding scriptures. Hearing, we are so much distracted. We might not be able to sit for an hour. But Smaranam is accessible to each and everyone. Anyone can remember. But remembrance is not so easy. Accessible, but we don't have an ability. And therefore, our scriptures and acharyas recommend that, okay, you begin with Shravanam and Kirtanam. So that it facilitates your remembrance of the Lord. Without hearing and without speaking or chanting, Smaranam is not possible. Because Smaranam, one has to come to that level of Smaranam. And that is what Lord Krishna says, Antakale cha mameva smaran muktva kalevaram. He is not saying one should be chanting, one should be understanding the principles of scriptures, but remembering Him is the ultimate goal. And that should be aspiration of a practitioner. How he can remember Krishna or the Lord all the time. And if that can be achieved, that is the perfection of spiritual life. As we all know that gopis were meditating. For what? So that they should remove Krishna from their remembrance. Here we are struggling to remember Krishna. Because that remembrance was constant in their heart. And they were unable to do any other thing. And therefore, remembrance helps us. And that is what Prabhupada also writes in third canto, that Archanam Vidhi. Just like here, the yogis, they meditate on the form of the Lord, which is there situated in the heart. Dhyana avasthita gatena manasa pashyanti yam yogino. That the yogis, they meditate on the form of the Lord. And how that form is. That has been described by Shukdev Goswami. Prasannavaktram nalinayatekshanam kadamba kinjalk pishangavasasam lasan maharatna hiran mayangadam spuran maharatna kirit kundalam. So, this description of the Lord, hearing such a description, helps us remembering Krishna, remembering that form, helps us to meditate, concentrate. And in Nectar of Instruction, Srila Prabhupada writes beautifully how one can achieve Sampatti Dasha. Most of the time people are interested in achieving Sampatti. But what Sampatti Rup Goswami is describing about is Sampatti of constant remembrance of Krishna. It's called Sampatti Dasha. And that Sampatti Dasha is achieved in the beginning through Shravana Dasha. When a practitioner, a devotee engages himself in hearing and chanting Nama Rupa Guna Leela of the Lord, then that Shravana Dasha leads to the Varana Dasha. So Shravana Dasha, your faith gets solidified. Your understanding about the form, the philosophy of the Lord, spirituality becomes concrete in that Shravana Dasha. And then the Varana Dasha is the stage of acceptance. Now you start accepting that yes, there is the existence of God. My position is the servant of the God. That acceptance takes place. Before Shravana Dasha, we think I am the enjoyer and I am the controller. But when we hear, we realize how much inability I have. I cannot be God, I cannot be controller, and I cannot be a supreme enjoyer. Then that stage of acceptance after hearing takes place. Yes, I am the servant of the God. Jivera Swarupaya Krishnera Nitya Das. Then you won't meditate having a more mukut on your head and having flute next to you. And that will not make you Krishna. You understand? Because you are hearing from the right sources, from right scriptures. And this Shravana Dasha leads to Smaranavastha. And this Smaranavastha, Prabhupada writes, has a 5 progressive stages. In the beginning of Smaranavastha, the remembrance of the Lord is interrupted. So now, we might be doing so many other things and we remember Krishna once a while. And one time, a devotee came to Prabhupada and told Prabhupada that, Prabhupada, I most of the time I forget Krishna. So Prabhupada said, yes, most of the time you are in Maya. So forgetting is natural, but sometimes I remember Krishna. In some activity, at least while chanting, that also sometimes it doesn't happen. But this remembrance is interrupted. The next stage is absorption. So the first is recollection, then second stage is absorption, where the remembrance of the Lord is uninterrupted. So you are remembering the Lord. You don't get distracted. When you are taking darshan of the Lord, when your mobile is ringing, when some other object is coming in front of you, you don't get distracted. You want to take darshan of the Lord. You want to chant your rounds. You want to read scriptures uninterrupted. So that remembrance is absorption. And this stage leads to meditation. Meditation is concentrated remembrance. So this concentration is fully, just like we concentrate sun rays at a particular object with the glass. And that burns the cotton behind, underneath. Similarly, such meditation means is the law, the devotee is completely engrossed with the form of the Lord. That meditation that is constant. So, in earlier stages, absorption or recollection is always interrupted. Your absorption is for some time when you are in front of the Lord, but meditation is constant. And therefore, Lord Krishna says to Arjuna that you remember me and fight on the battlefield. And so much so, Arjuna is called Gudakesh. So one time, all the devatas, they had this question, how is that Arjuna is called Gudakesh? Gudakesh means one who has conquered the sleep. But we do see Arjuna sleeping. After battle gets over, Arjuna is resting. How come he is Gudakesh? So they wanted to test. So one day, they entered the camp of Arjuna. And as Arjuna was sleeping, there was sound vibrating in the camp of Arjuna. Krishna, 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 Krishna. So all the devatas were flabbergasted. Sir, Arjuna is sleeping and still there is a sound of Krishna. Has he put a tape recorder or what? But not tape recorder. Not some recording. It was Arjuna's whole, each and every pore of Arjuna was resounding, chanting the name of Krishna. Although while sleeping, Arjuna's body was chanting Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. And what is our stage? We are chanting and we are sleeping. So this is a Gudakesh. Meditation, the constant meditation. And the next stage, Prabhupada explains that one goes to Anusmriti. From concentrated meditation, it goes to constant remembrance of the Lord. Meditation is concentrated remembrance, but Anusmriti is a constant, always. And the final stage of Smaranavastha is trance or Samadhi, where you cannot take out Krishna. You are one with Krishna's remembrance. This is the Smaranavastha which can be achieved when we hear about Krishna, when we hear his descriptions. And then this Samadhi is described as a Sampatti Dasha, where Lord, you are always with the Lord and Lord is always with you. And to that devotee, Lord Krishna says, Sadhayam Sadhavam Radayam Mayam. I am in the heart of the devotee, and that devotee is always in my heart. So, Bhagavad Gita explains, Lord Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita that how he is present in everyone's heart. Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishto matta smritir jnanam apohanam cha. Vedeshu, all these Vedas, all the scriptures, they point out to this particular personality. Vedesh sarver ahameva vedyo vedanta kridve davideva chaham. The goal of all Vedic scripture is to know me, who is situated in the heart. So in everyone's heart, Krishna is situated in the Paramatma form. And how that Paramatma is? That Paramatma is explained.
Rupam, Rupam Bhagavato Yattan Manakantam Suchapaham Apashyan Sahasotathe Vaiklavya Durmanaiva.
So Narad Muni, when he served and heard, he heard from the devotees, he served them menially. And what happened in that association? He became attached to the Lord. And as he became attached to hearing and serving the Lord, he could take up all those calamities happened in his life. And his life was explained how he became detached from this material world. He went through prosperous cities, prosperous places, beautiful gardens, beautiful places. But he did not become attached to all those things. Because he was focused on the beauty of the Lord. And when he came to one particular place, after experiencing everything of this world, he started meditating on the Lord's form, who is situated in the heart. And his meditation was so concentrated that he could see the darshan of the Lord in his heart. And when he saw that beautiful form of the Lord, he describes two features, Manahakantam and Suchapaham. So when we take darshan of the Lord, two things takes place. The first thing is our mind gets attracted. Manahakantam. So many worldly things, they attract our heart, our mind. Isn't it? And then we hanker those objects, those things where we get attracted, our heart gets stolen. We hanker to achieve those things. Manakantam. But such worldly objects create anxiety, creates frustration. But this form of the Lord is not only attractive, but also Suchapaham. It removes the anxiety and distress of those who take darshan or those who see that form. So when we come in front of the deity of the Lord, the heart shall get stolen and our anxiety and stress, they do get relieved. And therefore many times when you ask people, how did you feel coming here? They do say, oh, we feel so peaceful here. We feel so happy here. Why? Because form of the Lord has that quality. Manakantam Suchapaham. And that darshan Narad Muni had. Similarly, the same process what Narad Muni in his previous life performed, the same process he gave to his disciple, Dhruva Maharaj. And he experienced the same thing, following the process given by Narad Muni. He could also see the Lord situated in his heart. He went to Madhuban on the instructions of Narad Muni. There, he made the beautiful deity of the Lord. And then he started meditating. Because meditation in the mind is for advanced devotees, Prabhupada writes. But meditating on the form of the Lord, on the vigraha of the Lord, is for those who are unable to concentrate Lord on in their mind. Because there are 8 ways one can meditate on the Lord. The deity is made of jewels, clay, stone, and one of that item is mind. in the mind, one can meditate. So that is for advanced devotees. So here, Dhruva Maharaj, he was worshipping the DG, and also he was simultaneously trying and concentrating to meditate the Lord in the heart. And gradually, he was so much concentrated, he could see the form of the Lord in his heart. And when that form disappeared from his heart, he also became disturbed, perturbed. But where that form has disappeared? And when he opened up his eyes, he saw the same form standing in front of him. So for us, what we have to do, the form is standing in front of us, that we have to establish in our heart. That is the process. And when he saw the beautiful form of the Lord, he forgot what agony he had, for what purpose he had come to the forest. And after seeing that beautiful form of the Lord, he desired only one thing: service to his devotees and association of his devotees. In the association, he can constantly hear about the Lord, and he can render service to the devotees. And Prabhupada also writes that remembering the devotee of the Lord is also equally benefiting as remembrance of the Lord. And therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, once in his trance, he was chanting, "Gopi, Gopi, Gopi, Gopi." That remembrance of the devotee is equally benefiting. So that Paramatma who is situated in all of our heart displays various qualities. And we must try to meditate on the qualities of Paramatma. How much Lord is extending himself for the benefit of living entity. So this Paramatma whom we want to meditate on, he has beautiful qualities. The first quality about equality. Apichcha darshanam shyamam sarvalokan namaskritam santam vayashika ishore bhaktanugraha kataram. So here, apichcha darshanam shyamam, very beautiful form of the Lord. Santam vayashi kaishore, who is always youthful. And this form of the Lord is always eager to bestow blessings upon his devotees. Does Lord play a favoritism? Not really. Because those, like, this is a general principle. If a teacher is there, he is teaching all the students in the class. But those students who inquire the most, one who approaches the teacher, to that student, teacher pays more attention. Similarly, Lord is equal to everyone. And his equality, we can see that he has expanded himself to each and every living entity. He is not discriminating whether he is a devotee or non-devotee. He is present in each and every living entity's heart. That is the equality of the Lord. But those who approaches him, he pays attention to him. Ye yathamam prapadyate, tamstataiva bhajamyaham. Lord is like a kalpa vriksha. What you desire, you will receive. So this is the first quality of the Lord, who is equal who does not discriminate. The second quality of a Paramatma is tolerance. He is situated in everyone's heart. And he hears everything. He sees everything what living entity does. Living entity gives gali to Paramatma, to God. Bola kya bana ke rakha hai? Kahe ko duniya banayi? Huh? You don't know how to handle this world. You have created so much of miseries. He denies the existence of God also. But Lord tolerates. He doesn't say, "Acha, I'll switch off your heart only." No. He tolerates. Whatever a living entity says, does, he's there, he's watching. Tolerance. Then, Lord is patient. Samana Vrikshe. He's sitting with the living entity. Living entity is busy in enjoying the fruits of this material world. But Lord is waiting. Abhi to dekhega mere paas. And when we do follow up in preaching, if a person doesn't turn up after 2, 3, 4, 5 calls, we give up on that person. He won't take up to Krishna consciousness. But Lord is waiting since we are in the material world for millions and millions of years. Abhi to dekhega. In this life he will turn. In this life he will turn to me. So much patience he has. Then flexibility. He's flexible. He adjusts his size. And in the previous shloka, it is said, Pradesham Matram. The Lord's form, Paramatma, is a Pradesham Matram, means distance between tip of ring finger and tip of thumb. That is a Pradesham Matram. But does he have the same size in the amoeba's body? No, he accepts the body according to his body. Amoeba's body. That insect's body. So he adjusts, is flexible. And another beautiful quality is compassion. With his karmic activities, living entity takes up so many abominable forms. A living entity takes the form in the worm in the stool. So disgusting. But Lord goes along with that living entity in that body as a Paramatma. In any company, if you work, the employer takes care till the time you are working. And after working, you might say, "Are they give us pensions." But that pension is deducted in your salary only in the beginning. Then only they give. Isn't it? There is no employer who provides same facility, same kind of attention to the employees who leave. But Lord is accompanying living entity who has rebelled against him and came down in the material world. He is fulfilling all his, facilitating all his desire in this material world. And throughout his sojourn in this material world, he is trying to tell, take up to Krishna consciousness, take up to Krishna consciousness. But life after life, we are postponing. Not now, next life, next life, next life. And still, compassionately he is giving those messages. He is coming down. He is acting like a Chaitya Guru. He is coming with various incarnations to attract the living entity's heart. So such meditation on such qualities of the Lord helps us to go more deeper and to remember more the Lord. So that is the sum and substance of description of the Lord's form over here. So let us commit to meditating on the Lord's beautiful form. Have a conscious remembrance of the Lord so that we can achieve the perfection, the constant remembrance of the Lord. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavat Mahapurana ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. If anybody has any question, they can ask me personally after the class. Hare Krishna.